It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
As we bid you good evening from Auburn High School, we, if you can't tell, we are seated right next to the percussion section of the Auburn Pep Band here, so we're only about 6 feet away from the bass drum. We apologize for that. Obviously, the band music will go away once the broadcast begins and the game gets started. For right now, we're going to be competing with that band. Once again, good evening from Auburn High School. I'm Randy Catula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Tonight is the final regular season game of the year for the Auburn Bulldogs as they host the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Also tonight, over on our sister station, KTNC, we have the Sacred Heart Irish. They're in Nebraska City tonight, taking on Nebraska City's Lord Central Catholic. John Nixon has a call for you on that one. That's over on KTNC at 1230 a.m. and 107.1 FM. Here in Auburn, as we said, the Auburn Bulldogs, Johnson County Central, Auburn at home tonight. They have posted a 20-1 record on the year. Their only loss this season was at Plattsmouth back in December. They came up 4 points short to the Plattsmouth Blue Devils, 54-50. And other than that, they have won 20 ball games. So they are 20-1. Johnson County Central also having a good season. They are 14-8 on the year thus far, and hoping to finish up their regular season here with a on a positive note going into their sub-districts next week. We want to take a moment here to congratulate the Auburn High School cheerleaders. They're not here tonight. They're noticeably absent. That's because they've been kind of busy this afternoon. They've been off winning the Class C State Cheerleading Championship. Our congratulations to the Auburn cheerleaders, Class C state champions again this year, as they won it all this afternoon in the state competition. Auburn cheerleaders, Class C state champions. Had a boys JV game completed just a few minutes ago. In that one, Auburn got the win over Johnson County Central. The final in that game was 62-46. Auburn with the win over JCC. We're going to take a two-minute break here. Hopefully we can get our starting lineups in and work it between songs when the band plays next to us. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon. Ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family owned, Nebraska raised, world class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC. It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Auburn High School. The Auburn Bulldogs getting set to host the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, for the visiting Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, they'll go with Wes Swanson. Swanson, a 6'2 senior, averaging 21.6 points per ball game. Jack Waring. Waring is a senior at 6'1, 8.2 points per game. Also starting will be A.J. Rottenbach. Rottenbach, 6'2 and a junior, averaging 4.3 points per game. Danny Kongmonibong is a senior at 5'7, 3.5 points per game. And Gabe Burnett, a senior at 6'2, rounds out the starting five for Coach Kirk Ferris. He averages 2 points per contest. As we said, the Thunderbirds at 14-8 on the season. Starting lineup for the homestanding Auburn Bulldogs. As we said, they are 20-1 on the year. They're coached by head coach Jim Weeks. They'll go with Ryan Guther. Guther, 6'2 and a sophomore, 14.1 points per game. Carson Levine. Levine is a 6'3 senior, 8 points per contest. Brandon Wenzel. Wenzel, 5'11 and a senior, 13 points per game. Peyton Keeling. Keeling, also a senior, at 6'1, 5.9 points per contest. And Brian Palmer rounds out the starting five for Auburn. He is a 6'6 sophomore, averaging just over 10.2 points per contest for the Auburn Bulldogs. We mentioned that tonight over on KTNC, John Nixon is in Nebraska City. The Sacred Heart Irish facing up off with the Lord Central Catholic Knights. That game also scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off over on KTNC. Do want to remind you, we've got basketball coming up for you next week, a boys sub-district action. I'm going to be stepping aside for a couple of days here for some family gatherings here, but we are going to have basketball for you. Dylan Henrichs will be filling in for me here on Sunday. This coming Tuesday night, the Johnson Brock Eagles will be facing Exeter Milligan Friend at U10 in the C2 sub-districts. That's scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off next Tuesday right here on Sunny 101.3. Also coming up Tuesday on KTNC, John Nixon will have the Sacred Heart Irish and the Bonnie City Indians. Tip-off time, we're not sure. We think 5:30, I believe. That'll be a 5:30 tip-off scheduled for next Tuesday, and that is in the Class D2 sub-district for the boys. Well, the band started up. Good chance for us to take another quick break. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we mentioned the boys' sub-districts coming up next week. Also, we'll have girls' district finals coming up. We'll talk about that in a minute. Looks like we're going to have the national anthem coming up. We'll take a 2 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Hi, my name is Kate Cottle.
And I'm Gabby Young, and we are wrestlers for the Falls City Tigers. F&M Bank is extremely proud of their wrestling programs here in Falls City. Commitment, persistence, and dedication are all our qualities we see in our wrestlers.
This week, F&M Bank would like to honor each wrestler representing our community at the state tournament. Best wishes for a successful state tournament from the local team here in Falls City.
F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sunny 101.3.
With you here inside Auburn High School, the Auburn Bulldogs, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds about to square off. Ray Penning is our producer engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. During the before the break, I mentioned the sub-districts coming up for the boys next week that we'll have for you. We also will have girls' district final action 1 week from tonight. The Sacred Heart Irish girls will be playing in a D2 district final with a ticket to the state on the line. They got a big win last night over Dorchester, 65-33. In their sub-district final. We don't know who the opponent is yet, but they did win their district. We also are watching very closely here for Johnson County Central and Johnson Brocks girls. They are both possibly still in the loop for a wild card. We'll have to see how the wild cards shake out, but if we do have area teams playing next Friday night, we'll have coverage both on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. We already know for sure that we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish girls in there. As I said, I'll be stepping aside for just a few days here for some family commitments, but we'll be back with you in time for state basketball coming up a week after next, so we'll look forward to talking with you again when that comes up. And a little over a week from now, we'll be back up in Lincoln, hopefully, with both boys and girls teams from the area. All right, we've had the introduction. Here comes the band. To jump it up for Auburn will be Brian Palmer, and he'll jump it up against A.J. Rothbach for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, the official, ready to step in. Live basketball from Auburn tonight on Sunny 101.3. The official steps in. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by the Bulldogs. With the basketball will be Brenton Wenzel. He'll set the offense for Auburn, works to the left side of the circle, inside the paint at the free throw line. Gives up to the top of the key to Creighton Keeling. There's a long three that's up and off the rim. Doesn't go. Great job saving the ball from going out of bounds there by Wenzel. And he tossed it back in, knocked it off of Jack Waring, so the ball will stay with Auburn. Creighton Keeling to inbound it. Tosses into Ryan Gunther. Gunther with the dribble at the free throw circle. Gets inside the paint with the ball. Backs it out to the top of the key. Finds Wenzel with the pass. He works to the low post right side. Wenzel kicks it back to the top of the key. Around it comes to Gunther. Gunther looks inside for Palmer. Nothing there. Now Keeling threatened with that step back three. Didn't take it. They feed to Palmer on the left side of the lane. Palmer in traffic. Turn around, jump shot up, short, off of Gunther. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Johnson County Central basketball. 7:18 to play here in the first quarter. We're just underway at Auburn. No score yet in the contest. Inbounding the pass, Waring gets it into Swanson. Into forecourt comes Wes Swanson with the dribble. Across court to the far right side, Conmani Wong with the ball. Danny across court to the near side, that's A.J. Rottenbach. Now Swanson, free throw line, fall away, jump shot up and off, no good. Wes had a big game the other night, 40 points. I believe it was against Pawnee City. Put up 40 points in one ball game. There's Wenzel at the far end for the Bulldogs. He's trapped on the baseline on the low post, can't get there. Gets it back up to Carson Levine, who finds Keeling with the pass. Keeling hands back again to Wenzel. Now in the right side corner, that's Ryan Gunther with the ball. In the paint, Gunther with a floater. Up and good. Ryan Gunther with the first 2 points of the ball game, and Auburn goes on top 2-0. 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter here at Auburn. Here come the Thunderbirds down court. A.J. Rottenbach with the ball. Bounce pass inside the paint. Give and go. Fall away jump shot right side. Up and good by Swanson. Wes Swanson with his first bucket, and we're tied at 2 apiece. 6:15 to go in the first quarter here at Auburn. Bulldogs with the ball. It's Wenzel on the dribble. Goes to Gunther on the left side. Gunther dribbles inside the paint. Kicks it to Keeling. Open look three right side. Keeling in and out of there. No good. And the rebound taken down for Johnson County by Rottenbach. Up court it comes quickly to Waring. Waring feeds the right side. Kongmani Vong had the ball knocked out of his hands. Danny gets the ball back and kicks it over to Waring on the left side of the lane. Waring dribbles into the paint. Driving layup. Jack Waring up and good. Jack Waring with his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 4-2, Johnson County Central on top. Auburn on the attack very quickly. That's Wenzel with the ball. Brenton Wenzel lobs it into the corner left side. They find Palmer. He works inside the paint. Got double team. Back out it comes to Wenzel for three in the corner right side. Off no good. Rebound by Gabe Burnett. Burnett outlet pass goes all the way to Swanson. Floater, short off the front of the rim. Wouldn't go for Wes Swanson. Fast break the other way. Keeling with a driving layup up and good. Creighton Keeling with a nice move to the bucket. An underhanded scoop lay-in. Kind of a little reverse lay-in. Put it off the glass. We're tied at 4 apiece with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Now Wes Swanson from the free throw line with a jump shot that's up and good. Oh, they left Wes unguarded at the free throw line, and he just hit the little pull-up jumper. Nothing but nylon on that one. It's 6-4, Johnson County Central with the lead. Now Wenzel in traffic, driving lay-in up off the rim. No. Palmer had the rebound, then had it taken away by Waring. Jack Waring did a good job getting that one away from Palmer. Waring will push it down court. Keeling gives him lots of pressure. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson County Central. I think they're going to put this one on Gabe Burnett. I'll have to wait until they post it to verify that, but he was trying to set a pick over there. They still haven't put it up on the board. Yes, it was. It's going to be on Gabe Burnett. That is his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Johnson County Central. 6-4, JCC leading Auburn. Bob Bass comes inside. Now a push foul on the baseline underneath. This one's going to go against the Bulldogs. That was away from the ball, and the foul is going to be called on Carson Levine. On Levine, his first, team foul number one on the Bulldogs. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-4 is your score. Johnson County Central leading the homestanding Auburn Bulldogs here. Now Wes Swanson gets the basketball across the timeline. Into the game, checking in now is Reagan Tease. Reagan Tease feeds inside, trying to move to the basket. Shot is up, blocked away nicely by Palmer. Saved from going out of bounds. They flip it in. Down court, quickly comes Ryan Gunther. Spin move, driving lay-in up and good. And Ryan Gunther will get the basket, and he will draw the foul. He'll be going to the line for the and one. That was a sweet move in the paint there by Ryan Gunther. Just a little twisting, turning move. Jack Waring is going to be called for the personal on Jack, his first, second team foul of the quarter on the Thunderbirds. Gunther's a 61% free throw shooter on the season. Here shooting the and one, it's up and good. He's got 5 points now in the ballgame, and that puts Auburn back on top, 7-6 with 3:54 to play in the first quarter. This is Wes Swanson on the dribble. Goes to the right side of the circle, picked up the dribble, needs help. Now gets a pass out top with it to Gabe Burnett. Burnett gives it up to Jack Waring for three. It's off the iron, and there with the rebound is Gunther. Ryan Gunther, he'll bring the ball up court himself for the Bulldogs. Now hands off to Wenzel. Wenzel, right side of the free throw lane on the low post right side. Out to Carson Levine for three. Up and off, no good. Tease is there for the rebound. Regan Tease down court with it. All the way it goes to Jack Waring. Follow shot is up and good. Waring's shot did not go, but the rebound and the putback by Gabe Burnett was up and good, and he drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. That puts JCC back up by 1-8-7 with that basket dropping. Foul is going to be on Creighton Keeling, his first, team foul number two. And at the free throw line now for Johnson County Central will be Gabe Burnett for the end one. He's a 43% free throw shooter on the season. This one is up and off, no good, couldn't get it. But it's 8-7, Johnson County Central, up by one, 3 minutes, 14 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Ryan Gunther with the basketball. There's a shot by Levine from the right side, doesn't go. Wenzel with the rebound, kicks it to the top of the key. Levine again for three, this time can't get it. Rottenbach comes down with a rebound, Burnett rather, kicks it down court. Here's Swanson driving lay-in floater up off the glass. Her follow shot, put back up and good by Wes Swanson. Swanson now with 6 points, and it's 10-7. The lead is three, Johnson County Central. Maybe sneaking up here and surprising Auburn just a little bit early in this contest. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. It's a 3-point Johnson County Central lead, 10-7. Bulldogs basketball. Spin move, jump shot up, follow shot, put back up and good. Nice job by Brayan Palmer getting his own rebound off the miss and getting the put back. Pulls Auburn back to within one now at 10-9. Tease with the basketball in the low post on the right side of the basket. A little give and go, working inside the paint, trying to work toward the basket as Rockenbach. Shot is up. He got it. Nice move to the bucket. That was Gabe Burnett, I'm sorry. Burnett got that one on the shot off the baseline. He's got 4 points now, and it's 12-9. Once again, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds up by three. A cross-court pass. Oh, it was wide of the mark. Brayan Palmer was trying to feed the ball across court. He was looking over there for Blake Swanson, who's checked into the ball game, And it was too tall. The ball went out of bounds. So, Johnson County Central, under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. They're up by three, and they will have the basketball. Inbounding in the backcourt. Inbound the pass to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel will come down against Creighton Keeling. One-on-one. Man-to-man defense by the Auburn Bulldogs. Swanson works around Keeling. Now comes to the top of the key. Regan Tease. Tease in the paint. Almost fell down with it. Danny Kongmanivong on the penetration. He can't get to the hoop. And he'll be called for a travel. It'll be a turnover. And give the ball back to the Auburn Bulldogs. So now Auburn with a chance to tie or get within one this trip down. A minute 35 to go in the first quarter here at Auburn. 12-9, Johnson County Central up by three. With the basketball for the Bulldogs is Ryan Gunther. Gunther goes into the paint for the driving lay-in. Nice move. Gunther has 7 points now in the ballgame. Just went right around two defenders and had a nice gentle tap, laid it off the glass, and put her down. 12-11, the lead is one. Here's Tease trying to come to Kongmanivong on the left side. The pass is wide of the mark. We're going to have a timeout taken, Johnson County Central. 1 minute and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. JCC up 12-11. We're back after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Auburn High School. The Auburn Bulldogs right now trailing Johnson County Central 12-11. It's a one-point JCC lead here late in this first period. Can't tell you the exact time until they're done running the 60-second clock. 1:10 to go. That's what we have left. A minute and 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Auburn will have the basketball and a chance to take the lead this trip down with the ball. Inbound the pass. They toss it in to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel picked up by Wes Swanson at the top of the key defensively. Now Wenzel pulls up for a three off the front of the rim. Regan Tease has the rebound for Johnson County Central. Here come the Thunderbirds on the attack. Kongmanivong with the basketball between the rings at the top of the circle. Danny feeds it to the left side. He gives it to Wes Swanson. Now Swanson feeds to the corner. They look for Swanson on the baseline. Low post right side. Fall away. Floater. Swanson up and off. No good. The rebound to Wenzel. Wenzel down court with 38 seconds to go in the first period. 30 on the shot clock. Brenton Wenzel, guarded by Wes Swanson. Hands the ball off to Ryan Gunther. Gunther, back to Wenzel in the corner. He had an open look. Wenzel driving lay-in up, reverse lay-in up, off, no good. Rebound Johnson County. Here comes Wes Swanson. Swanson has the ball stolen away. Gunther with the steal. One-on-one, Kongwani Bong. Lays it up, got it. And a whistle, and a foul. And I think Gunther's going to get the basket, and he's going to draw the foul on Danny Kongwani Bong. On Danny, that'll be his first personal, team foul number 3, and that will put Ryan Gunther at the line for the and one. He's a 61% free throw shooter on the year. The 6'2 sophomore has hit 1 out of 1 so far tonight, has 9 points. Gets this one, he'll find himself in double figures. 13-12, Gunther's basket a minute ago put Auburn on top once again with 16 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here's a free throw. It's up and good. Ryan Gunther in double figures. He's got 10 points. All right, 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Jack Waring with the ball. Gives to Kongwani Bong on the left elbow. Top of the key. Lubin's in the ball game now. Trey Lubin handles it. Puts to Jack Waring in the corner. Waring up to... Tees with a shot at the buzzer doesn't go, and after one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 14-12. Auburn on top after one. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Auburn High School. After one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central 14-12. Boy, a big first quarter for Ryan Gunther, the sophomore, with 10 points in the ballgame for Auburn. Johnson County Central led by Wes Swanson. Swanson with 6 points. Gabe Burnett has 4. Jack Waring with a pair. Ready to move to second quarter action. JCC with the basketball. Inbound the pass comes into Wes Swanson. Swanson guarded by Creighton Keeling. Goes to Kongwani Bong on the west side in the corner. Baseline right side. Give and go. They give it up to Swanson. He gets knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Creighton Keeling. On Keeling, that is his second personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs. My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Here comes the inbound pass to Swanson. Swanson goes to the top of the free throw circle, now backs it out between the rings, pulls up for a 12-foot jumper that's short off the front of the rim, and the rebound is taken down by Brayan Palmer. Palmer gives his outlet pass up court to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel will set the offense. To the left elbow it goes to Gunther. Gunther feeds down into Palmer in the corner. Back again they find Wenzel. He can't get to the basket. Trapped in the corner. Goes to Gunther with it in the paint. Gunther kicks to the right corner to Wenzel with the basketball. Wenzel up top with it. That's Carson Levine for 3. Off the rim, no. Ball is tipped around. Palmer gets it. Feeds to Gunther. Gunther with the layup. The assist to Palmer. Ryan Gunther, 12 points now in the ballgame. Give Brayan Palmer the assist on that one. Jack Waring down court with the basketball. Gunther tips it away from Waring. Gunther touched it last. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. 7 minutes to go here in this second quarter. 16-12. Auburn up by 4. Bulldogs trailed most of that first quarter, but now have their biggest lead of the game up by 4 at 16-14. With the basketball for Johnson County Central on the far side is Jack Waring. Give and go into traffic. This is Regan Tease. He's double teamed into paint. Comes back with it. Jump shot up off the rim for Waring. Won't go. And the rebound to Gunther. Gunther fast break to Keeling. Keeling driving lay-in up and good. The Bulldogs caught him sleeping there. They got Keeling in behind the Johnson County Central Thunderbird defense for an easy lay-in on the fast break. All right. right, here come the Bulldogs, or the Thunderbirds, rather, with the basketball to set things up. Reagan tees, feeds across, into the corner to Swanson. Down deep, baseline, low left side, A.J. Rottenbach. A.J. couldn't get a look at it. Instead, it goes once again. Here's a jump shot that's up and off the glass by Swanson. Rebound Bulldogs. Wenzel comes down with it. Brenton Wenzel wanted to take it all the way to the bucket. Now instead kicks it back out to Palmer. Got a whistle down in the corner. Contact and a foul is going to be called. I think this one's going to go... Foul's going to be called on Wes Swanson. That's his first team foul, number one of the quarter. Auburn's basketball, 5:59 to go here in the second period, first half. Bulldogs up by 6, 18-12. Moving into the basket, driving, laying up and good by Brian Palmer. Bulldogs starting to pull away here now. They've opened up an 8-point advantage, 20-12. Timeout taken, Johnson County Central, 5:48 to go, first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Auburn with 5:48 to go in the first half. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central 20-12. Sacred Heart Irish are playing at Nebraska City Lords tonight. John Nixon has the call for you on that one over on KTNC. We'll get a scoring update for you on that game here in a minute. Wenzel almost gets the steal away from Wes Swanson. Swanson down court with it. Goes to Jack Waring to tease in the corner. Back to Waring between the rings at the top of the circle. Man-to-man defense here by the Bulldogs. They go inside to paint Rottenbach. Give and go. Ball is loose. Burnett picks it up. Hands the ball back to Jack Waring. Waring's going to do a little step back three from the left wing. Couldn't get it. Rebound to Palmer. Palmer outlet pass up court with it. Gives it to Brenton Wenzel. 5:17 to go, first half. 20-12 now. Auburn up by 8. There's Carson Levine for 3. Top of the key. No. Palmer with the rebound. Back up to Levine. He's going to try another step back 3. This one is good. Carson Levine missed the first one. They got the rebound. Gave it back to him. Second try. He dropped it in. That's his first bucket of the night. And suddenly the lead is 11. 23-12. JCC has not scored in this quarter. And here's another turnover. Our score after one quarter was 14-12. It's a 9-0 run to start this second period here for the Bulldogs. Now Wenzel for 3. It's in and out. And the rebound comes down to Keeling. But a whistle, and we're going to get a foul call, I believe, on Palmer for the Bulldogs. He was in there battling for that rebound. Yes, it will be on Brian Palmer, his first personal. Second team foul of the quarter on the Auburn Bulldogs. So, 4 minutes, 35 seconds to go, first half, 23-12. The lead is 11 now for Auburn. And here comes Johnson County Central on the attack. Jack Waring goes with a pass to the right side. Now we've got a tie up and a held ball is called. They tied Swanson up over on the far side. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. Auburn will get the basketball. An 11-point lead and possession of the ball here for the Bulldogs with 4:23 to play in the first half. Auburn's basketball. Brenton Wenzel feeds it up top. Carson Levine. Levine goes inside the paint, finds Palmer. Palmer tries to move toward the basket, has the ball stolen away by Jack Waring. Waring with the steal, decides not to take it into traffic. Clears it back up top to Rottenbach. Free throw line jump shot up and good. Nice job there by A.J. Rottenbach. His first bucket. That's the first 2 points of the quarter for Johnson County Central. They went 4 minutes scoreless to start that second quarter. Palmer with the ball, kicks it up top. Wenzel. Wenzel feeds right back to Palmer. Palmer lays it off the glass. Couldn't get it. And the rebound is going to be pulled down underneath the basket. Cleared out from underneath by Reagan Tees. Left elbow, they come with the pass. Rottenbach, he goes inside the paint with it. Burnett. Burnett tries to back in against Palmer. Can't get there. Has to clear the pass back to the top of the key. Shot clock with 15 seconds. Now Wes Swanson resets things. Wes Swanson works one-on-one against Blake Swanson. Jump shot up and good for Wes. Wes Swanson. That was a two, I believe. Yes, it was. Got a two to fall. Wes has 8 points now in the ballgame. Wes Swanson guarded by Blake Swanson there. Swanson on Swanson. Here's a driving layup at the other end, up and good. Getting the lay-in was Brenton Wenzel. That's his first 2 points of the ballgame. 25-16. The lead is nine. Wes Swanson hands the ball off to his teammate, A.J. Rottenbach. And Rottenbach collides over here with Gunther, and Rottenbach's going to get tagged for the personal on A.J., his first personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Thunderbirds. So Auburn will get the basketball. Bringing it into forecourt on the dribble is Wenzel to the right side. To Gunther. Gunther takes it to the low post left, kicks out to Wenzel from the corner. Three up and good. Brandon Wenzel with the three down on the deep corner on the left side of the basket. 28-16. Biggest lead yet for Auburn. Bulldogs up by 12. Wes Swanson trying to work around the defender. Feeds it on a give and go. He was looking inside to try and put it into Wyatt Case. The ball got away. Case has just checked in now. Wyatt Case, a 6'7 senior on the floor here for the Thunderbirds. Trying to do a little give and go, and the ball was a little too far ahead of him. Went out of bounds. Touch last by Case. Auburn with the basketball. Gunther into forecourt. Gunther to the baseline right side. Shot is up. No, they tried to put it over Case. Couldn't get it there. Brian Palmer tried to put a shot over Wyatt Case. Case went straight up. It didn't go, but we had a whistle. Foul's going to be called under the basket on Wes Swanson. His second personal, 13 foul of the quarter. Auburn with the basketball, a new shot clock, 35 seconds. Palmer's in the traffic, guarded by Case, top of the key. There's Blake Swanson, goes up with a three, that's short off the front of the rim. And the rebound, or went out of bounds, actually. The ball's going to go over to Johnson County Central. 28-16, Auburn up by 12. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half, 1:49 on the game clock. Wes Swanson with the basketball, top of the key, Kongmanivong. Danny works to the left side of the lane, now backs it out between the legs, dribble. Little give and go. Hands the ball up to Swanson. Swanson, step back three, left elbow. It's off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ryan Gunther. Gunther's going to bring the basketball up court himself for the Bulldogs. 1:27 to go, first half. Here's Wenzel with a three. Got it. They left Brent Wenzel standing open at the top of the key, and he canned that three. Timeout taken on the floor. 1:22 to play here in the first half. 31-16. Auburn on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny 101.3.
High School, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds now, 31-16 is our score. We'll have the time for you here in a moment. The time disappears off the clock here during the timeouts, then reappears. 1:22 we have left to go in the first half here at Auburn. Again, Sacred Heart is at Nebraska City Lords. That's over on KTNC. We'll get you a score on that game shortly. JCC with the basketball, trailing 31-16. Wes Swanson dribbles it across the midcourt line, the division line, brings it into forecourt with a pass to H.A. Rottenbach, off to Kongmanivong on the right elbow. Danny Kongmanivong gets a pick set by Wyatt Case into the corner. Rottenbach tries to work to the baseline against Wenzel. Can't get there. Back to the top of the key, Kongmanivong. Shot clock at 10. Kongmanivong goes to Wyatt Cage. Ball tipped away. Coming up with it is Waring. Shot clock at 5. Waring takes it in. Driving lay-in. Has the ball stripped away. Whistle and a foul. And we're probably going to see Jack Waring at the line shooting free throws. Ryan Gunther will be the guilty party on the foul. On Gunther, his first personal, team foul number 3. Jack Waring is a 64% free throw shooter. Here shooting 2. The first one is up and good. He'll have a second shot coming. He's got 3 points now in the ball game. Makes our score 31-17 right now. Under a minute to go, 51 seconds to play here in the first half. Waring's second free throw is up and good also. Jack got them both. 31-18 now. The lead is 13 points for the Bulldogs. 44 seconds to go in the first half. About a 12-second difference between shot clock and game clock. Gunther goes to the baseline, kicks it up to Wenzel in the paint. Wenzel walked with the basketball. He got into traffic, came down, didn't have any place to go for a dribble, and it'll turn it over. Got some subs checking in. Back into the ball game now comes Wes Swanson for Johnson County Central. Reagan Tease also back into the contest. They're out there on the floor along with Case, Rottenbach. See who the other is that's on the floor right now. Tease on the dribble. Tease picked up defensively by Carson Levine in the man-to-man. Tease picked up the dribble. Comes up to Swanson with it. 22 on the game clock. Shot clock is turned off. Driving lay-in. Swanson had the ball swatted away, and the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Auburn will have a chance to play for the final shot. Brenton Wenzel on the dribble. 8 on the shot clock. There's 7. Wenzel pulls up for a long 2 from the right side. Couldn't get it. Rebound Swanson. Follow shot up and good by Blake Swanson at the buzzer. Blake Swanson got the basket to drop. And our halftime score is going to be Auburn 33, Johnson County Central 18. We'll take a 2-minute break. Then we'll be back and try and do a scoring recap for you and compete with the band here on my left after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Your mental health matters at every stage of life. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritize Your Mind, focused on practical mental health tips you can use every day. Join Dr. Anna Dammy, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, on Wednesday, March 4th at 2 o'clock in the hospital classroom. She'll share insights on improving mental well-being, including the impact of social media, the importance of quality sleep, and simple self-care strategies. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside Auburn High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central 33-18, our halftime score. Let's look at the individual scoring. First for Johnson County Central. They're led by Wes Swanson at the half with 8 points. Jack Waring has 4. Gabe Burnett also with 4. And A.J. Rottenbach has 2 points for their total of 18. Free throw shooting, Johnson County Central hit 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. For the Auburn Bulldogs, they're led by Ryan Gunther, the sophomore, with 12 points in the ballgame. Brenton Wenzel has 8 in the contest. Adding 4 was Creighton Keeling. Ryan Palmer also with 4. Carson Levine had 3. And Blake Swanson with 2 right there at the buzzer for their total of 33. Free throw shooting for Auburn. They went a perfect 2 out of 2 from the charity stripe. Our halftime score, 33-18. Auburn leading Johnson County Central. We'll take a 2-minute break here. Update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Directorate and Premium.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the tri-state area. Clouds will be on the increase this evening. Snow chances arrive mainly after midnight. Lows will drop to 19 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, cloudiness early, sunshine for the afternoon. Highs top out near 35. Winds remain north-northwest, 5 to 15. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows fall back to 16. Winds northwest, 5 to 15. Sunday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs warm into the upper 20s to near 30. North-northwest winds will be breezy, 10 to 25. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows head down to 9 above. Winds north, 5 to 15. Monday, lots more sunshine. Highs climb into the low 30s, then lows fall to the low 20s on Monday night. This is weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC. In Fall City.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gazula back with you here at Auburn High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 33-18. That is our halftime score. If you weren't with us during the pregame show, we want to once again mention that the Auburn High School cheerleaders won the Class C state championship this afternoon. So our congratulations to the Auburn cheerleaders on that state championship, coming away with in Class C. Give me just a moment here. We have a couple of things to take care of, and then we'll be ready to get going. If you haven't figured it out, I'm seated in the middle of the percussion section of the Auburn band. Yeah, there we go. They're going to wrap it up. We couldn't hear ourselves think there. Anyway, Auburn's cheerleaders won the Class C state championship. We do want to remind you this coming Tuesday we'll have high school basketball here on Sunny and on KTNC. We'll have the Sacred Heart Irish hosting Pawnee City and boys sub-district action. And we'll have Johnson Brock facing Exeter Milligan Friend. That'll be live from U10. And Dylan Hendricks will have the call for you here on Sunny. We're ready now to move to third quarter action. Auburn on top, 33-18. It'll be Johnson County Central with the first possession of the basketball. With the ball on the right side with it is Wes Swanson around the horn to the left wing. Almost has it taken away. Now they give it back up top to Jack Waring. Waring with the ball, dribbles all the way in for a driving lay-in that's up and off, doesn't go. Palmer tips the ball away, gets it out to Keeling. And Creighton Keeling hands the ball to Wenzel. Here comes Wenzel into forecourt. Brenton Wenzel. Low post right side has it stolen away by Danny Kongmanivong. Kongmanivong one-on-one with Ryan Gunther. Decides to back it out to the top of the key. Give it up to Wes Swanson. To the right elbow it goes. Swanson lob pass into traffic. Rottenbach shot is up and rolled around and got it to fall. A.J. Rottenbach, his second bucket of the night. He's got 4 points and the lead is down to 13 now at 33-20. Here come the Bulldogs with the ball. Wenzel in the paint. He feeds it to the corner. Right side, Gunther. Across to Creighton Keeling. Looks underneath with it for Palmer. Give and go to Gunther. Driving layup. Oh, Palmer with a nice feed. Gave the ball to Ryan Gunther. Palmer gets the assist. Gunther with the basket. And the sophomore has 14 points now for the Auburn Bulldogs. The lead is back to 15 at 35-20. And here come the Thunderbirds. Danny Kongmanivong on the right side of the lane. Gives it up to Jack Waring. Waring has it taken away by Carson Levine. Now got it back. Flips it back up top to Kongmanivong. Danny tries to go against Gunther into the corner. Flips it to the low post. Baseline left side. Falling to the floor. Ball stolen away. Wenzel's got a 3-on-2 fast break. And he'll decide to pull it out and feed to the corner. Down to Creighton Keeling. Deep baseline right side of the basket. Keeling picks up the dribble. Looks to Wenzel, top of the key. Carson Levine goes inside the paint. He's got Palmer with the pass. They kick it back out. There's a three that's on the way up and good by Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel's in double figures now. He's got 11 points for the Bulldogs. 38-20. I believe this is the biggest lead yet of the game for Auburn, up by 18 points now. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. Rottenbach falls to the floor. Flips the ball back up top to Gabe Burnett. Burnett comes to Kongmanivong with the basketball. He goes all the way into paint. on the left side, tried to feed it under the basket. Going up is Rottenbach with a shot up and good. Gabe Burnett got that one. He wears 34, Rottenbach's 24. That was 34 that dropped it. Gabe Burnett now has 6 points in the ball game. Wenzel with the ball. Step back three, top of the key, up and good. Brent Wenzel put that one down. He's got 14 now in the ball game. Timeout taken JCC. 5:18 to go here in the third period. 41-22. Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time, the Sacred Heart Irish leading Lord Central Catholic Knights 24-21. That's the halftime score of the game over on KTNC. Here in Auburn, 41-22, Bulldogs on top. Johnson County Central with the basketball. We go back to live action. Pulling up, right side jumper up and off short by Wes Swanson. Rebound comes down to Wenzel. Wenzel with the basketball. Comes on the attack here. Steps to the left elbow, feeds it to the top of the key. Levine puts up a three, won't go. Rebound, try for a put back up. It won't fall for Brian Palmer, but I believe Palmer's going to be fouled. And we're going to put him to the line where he'll be shooting two shots here for the Bulldogs. Brian Palmer, 41% free throw shooter. He has not been to the line yet tonight. He has 4 points on a pair of field goals. First one is up and off, no good. Have a second one coming. That foul was on Gabe Burnett, his second personal, first team foul of the quarter. Here's Wyatt Case back into the lineup. Case checking in now for the Thunderbirds. He's in replacing Gabe Burnett. And again at the line, Brian Palmer ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up and it is, wait a minute, what do we got for a ruling here? I think they're going to say there was a lane violation. It went, but they haven't put the points up on the board, so apparently a lane violation there. Basket will not count. All right, JCC with the basketball. Wes Swanson, bounce pass right side, nearly stolen away. Coming up with it on the right elbow is A.J. Rottenbach inside the Case. Wyatt Case tries to work in against Palmer. Can't get there. He gives it out to Waring. Waring's jump shot is up and off. No good. Battle on the baseline. Coming down with the rebound is Palmer. Palmer gets it to Wenzel. Wenzel, now we got a contact foul on the right side of the lane as Wenzel tried to make a move to the basket. I think it's going to be on Jack Waring. And Waring picks up his second personal. Second team foul of the quarter on JCC. Thunderbirds trailing here 41-22. There's Wenzel. That step back three again. Brent Wenzel, that is his fifth three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 17 points in the game now. At the other end, Wes Swanson's in trouble. Gives it up to Wyatt Case. Case works in against Palmer. Turnaround shot blocked away by Palmer. Case gets the rebound. Wyatt Case gives it out to the right side. A three is up and good, and nailing the three from the right elbow is Reagan Tease. That's Reagan's first bucket of the night. He's got 3 points. And the lead is back to 19 at 44-25. And there's Wenzel for yet another three. They're letting Brenton Wenzel get open out here on the wing, and he's hit four of them here in the third quarter. He's got six in the ballgame already. Here's a driving lay into the other end. That was a nice move to the basket by Wes Swanson. And Swanson's in double figures. He's got 10 points. Now the Bulldogs. Wenzel's feeling hot here. They're letting him shoot the ball, and he's hit four in a row. 4-for-4 shooting here in the third quarter for Brenton Wenzel. As we said, he had a pair back in the second quarter, so he's now got 6 3-pointers in the ballgame. I don't recall him missing one here yet. Maybe he did earlier. I know he's went 4-for-4. Could have tried again. This one's off the iron, doesn't go. That one for Wenzel was a little bit long, off the back of the iron and rimmed off. 47-27. The lead is 20 for the Bulldogs. Johnson County Central with the basketball. Rottenbach feeds it up top. Regan tees. Back to Rottenbach on the right side. He can't get to the basket. Rottenbach finds Jack Waring with the pass. Now Waring is double teamed. Kicks it to the corner. Give and go. Driving lay-in up Swanson. Nope. And the rebound taken away by Brayan Palmer. Palmer flips the outlet pass out to Wenzel. He'll bring the ball up the court with 2:25 to go here in the third quarter. 47-27. Auburn up by 20. There's a three from Keeling in the corner right side. That's good. Creighton Keeling gets on the three-point parade here. Boy, Auburn's got a bucket full of three-pointers in this game. 50-27. The lead is 23. Reagan Tees tries a three. Off, no good. Rebound. Pulled down under the basket by Ryan Gunther. Fast break to the other end. Keeling feeds it inside to Palmer. Top of the key. Here's Wenzel for another three. This one is short. And Swanson chases it. And it went off of Wes Swanson. He and Creighton Keeling were battling for the basketball. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Timeout's going to be taken by the Thunderbirds. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Very quickly, here's some scores. Fairbury leading Fall City 40-10 at halftime. Palmyra beat HTRS tonight 51-33. Freeman leading Sterling 46-10 at halftime. Johnson Brock leading Meade 33-10 at the half. Those are the scores so far. And, of course, Sacred Heart over Lourdes 24-21 at the half over on KTNC. Back to live action here. Auburn with the basketball up now 50-27. Underneath the basket, Palmer goes for a driving layup. Follow shot, put back, can't get it. Wyatt Case pulls down the rebound. Case with the defensive board gives the outlet pass out to Kangmanivong. Kangmanivong feeds it up again to Wes Swanson. Swanson working one-on-one against Wenzel. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brenton Wenzel. That's Wenzel's first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn came in here 20-1 on the year. As we said in the pregame, their only loss back in December to Plattsmouth. Bulldogs looking to get back to that state basketball tournament. They're used to not just getting there, but winning when they do. 50-27 here. Auburn with the big lead. A minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Johnson County Central's Wes Swanson. Swanson guarded by Blake Swanson. Gives it up to the top of the key. There's a three on the way put up by Trey Lubin. Hits off the rim. Doesn't go. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to Auburn. Trey Lubin in the ball game now for the Thunderbirds. Lubin is a 6'4 sophomore. A lot of young players getting some play inside here. Looks like Wenzel's going to take a little breather now. And to replace him is Noah Hanley, a 6'3 junior. Hanley getting into the game here with 1:07 to go in this quarter. Blake Swanson is on the floor. Keeling with the inbound pass comes into Swanson with it. Now Creighton Keeling at the point guard with Brenton Wenzel on the bench taking a breather. 50-27. Auburn up by 23 points. Creighton Keeling. Little give and go. Carson Levine will try the three. Oh, it was in and out of there and then rimmed out. Kangmanivong with the rebound. Fast break. Danny brings the ball down court. Takes it to the right side of the free throw circle. Across court to the left side. Gives it to Waring. Waring in traffic. Driving layup. Jack Waring got the basket. And he'll be fouled. He'll have a chance for the and one. Jack Waring made a nice move to the hoop there. He's got 6 points now in the ballgame. He'll be at the line for the and one. Jack is a 64% free throw shooter. The foul's on Rash, his first personal. Here's Jack Waring's free throw. It's up, and it is good. He got it. So Jack Waring now has 7 points in the ballgame. And it's a 20-point lead for Auburn, 50-30 your score. 35 seconds to go in this third quarter. On the left side with the basketball is Blake Swanson. Up top, Noah Hanley handles the ball. Handling, baseline, low post, right side with the ball, goes to the corner with it. Down to Levine. Somebody swatted at Levine. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Johnson County Central. Going to have to wait until they put her up there. The foul is going to be on Trey Lubin. On Lubin, his first personal, 13 foul. Inbound the pass now for the Bulldogs. Rash handles it. In the corner, Creighton Keeling under the basket in traffic. Blake Swanson will try a three. It's off the back of the iron, and the rebound comes down to Cheese. Kongmani Vong, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Waring, he goes off to Case with it. They won't get a shot off. After three quarters, Auburn leads 50-30 over Johnson County Central. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Got another final for you here. Pawnee City over Southern tonight, 57-42. Pawnee City with a final over Southern. Our thanks to R.J. Hickey for that scoring update. Here in Auburn, 50-30. The Auburn Bulldogs up by 20. Auburn will have the basketball as we move into our fourth and final stanza here. Creighton Keeling with the ball. Beats it up top now. Brian Palmer. Left side goes to Ryan Gunther. Gunther in traffic. Down to the corner. Once again, it comes to Wenzel. Wenzel dribbles away from the defender. Ball stolen away on the fast break. Laying up and good. Making the steal on the lay-in was Wyatt Case. Big 6'7" Wyatt Case stole the ball. He jumped the route and stole the ball at the top of the key. Then got the breakaway lay-in out ahead of the defenders. Case with his first 2 points of the ball game. All right, here comes Auburn back the other direction now, up by 18, 50-32. Jump shot in the paint, up and off, no good. Parsley block, rebound Case, whistle, and a jump ball is going to be called. Wyatt Case and Creighton Keeling tied up on the baseline. Coach Ferris up off the bench, feeling maybe that Case was fouled on that one. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds with the ball. It's Wes Swanson giving it to Wyatt Case. Case is going to take it into traffic. Comes to the left side. Goes to Jack Waring. Waring driving lay and no. Couldn't get the shot off. Now does go up with a shot. Partially blocked away by Ryan Gunther. Rebound comes down to Wenzel. Wenzel into forecourt. Inside the paint, into the corner. Open look, Creighton Keeling for three. Missed everything. Rebound comes down to Tease. Tease going to give it down court quickly to the left side. Across the timeline, all the way into traffic. Rottenbach, open look, Tease from the right side. Regan Tease, shot short off the rim. Rebound pulled away by Carson Levine for the Bulldogs. Clock at 6:25 to go in the ballgame. 50-32. The lead is 18 for Auburn. Brenton Wenzel handles the ball. Gives it up to Ryan Gunther. Gunther feeds inside in traffic. Case goes up and blocks a shot. Going hard to the floor. Well, we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Wyatt Case. Case had a lot of basketball there, but he's going to be called for his first personal. Team foul number one of the quarter. At the line, Brian Palmer will be shooting two shots. 41% on the season. He's 0-for-2 tonight. This one is up and good. Brian Palmer now with 5 points in the ballgame. He'll have a second shot coming here. 51-32, your score. Second shot is up. It's good also. He got it to fall, so two in a row there. Makes the lead 20 once again at 52-32. Johnson County Central with the basketball on the right side. A give and go. Case inside the paint. Working against Palmer. He backs in against him. Now kicks it out to the corner left side. Jump shot. Free throw line. Blocked away nicely. Rottenbach got his shot blocked there by Palmer, and the loose basketball is grabbed up by Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel on the right elbow across to the near side finds Ryan Gunther with the basketball. Gunther dribbling to the right side of the lane. Gunther backs back into the corner and goes to the right side. And into the, inside the paint with the ball is Wenzel. Top of the key, Carson Levine, long three, short off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to Waring. Waring on the left side. Goes underneath, driving lay-in. Tees up and good. Nice feed there from Wes Swanson. Reagan Tees got the lay-in. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and we're down to 5:18 to go in the ball game. 52-34. The lead is 18. On the left side is Palmer with the basketball. Gives it up top. Levine, step back three, in and out off the rim. And the rebound to Rottenbach. Rottenbach clears it out of there. Looks up court. Gives the ball up to Jack Waring. Waring across the timeline. Works left side of the lane. Free throw line. Had an open look. Passed it up. Rottenbach holds the ball for a minute. They're trying to go inside with it to Case. Can't get it. Driving lay-in up. Whistle and a foul. And I believe we're going to be putting Wes Swanson at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots here. Or Johnson County Central. Foul is going to be called on Ryan Gunther. On Gunther, his second personal. And at the free throw line will be Wes Swanson. Swanson shooting two shots. Swanson's a 73% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. Got it down. 11 other shot coming here. 52-35. The lead is 17 here. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Second free throw is up for Swanson. This one is up and off, no good. And the rebound to Auburn's Gunther. Ryan Gunther comes down with it. Tried to go to the corner on the right side. Oh, he was looking for Wenzel. The ball got away and went out of bounds. And it'll belong to Johnson County Central. 4:45 to go here now in the ballgame. Seems to be a controversy over who the ball belongs to, and they're going to give the ball to Auburn. Down in the corner, Kirk Ferris is just standing there in disbelief in the corner. Didn't look like it was tipped, but they gave the ball to the Bulldogs. You could hear the crowd getting into it. There's a driving lay-in up and good by Ryan Gunther. Gunther laid it in. He's got 16 points now in the ball game, and he drew a foul. He'll be going to the line to shoot the and one. So Gunther will be at the line. He was fouled there by Wyatt Case. Case picks up his second personal. Gunther's free throw is up. It's off. No good. A collision down here. I'll let the official stop play here for just a moment. It's going to be Johnson County Central's basketball. A discussion between the other two officials on the far end. 4 minutes, 34 seconds to play here in the ball game. 54-35 is our score. Now the referees are asking both teams to leave the floor and go to their benches while the referees confer here. There has been no timeout call, but they did send the players to the benches. Now they're going to recall them. I have no idea, folks. I tried to watch the game and tell you what's happening, but what the referees were talking about there, I have no idea. And neither does anybody else in the gymnasium. All the fans are shaking their heads. All right, basketball's going to belong to Johnson County Central. Down court comes Wes Swanson on the dribble. Swanson's got 11 points so far tonight in double figures, driving lay-in up. Now, he got a layup on the baseline, but they may have called a foul before the shot as he was driving the baseline on the left side, and I think that's what they're going to say. Swanson will not get credit for the lay-in that he made. It'll just go back to Johnson County Central with a new shot clock. On the right side, Reagan Tees tries a three. It's off the back of the iron. He got the roll. Went off the back of the iron and bounced up straight in the air and dropped for him. And now Reagan Tees has 8 points for Johnson County Central. Here comes Wenzel. Top of the key. Gunther. Gunther comes to the left side to Blake Swanson. Blake Swanson looks for Wenzel. Gunther again. Creighton Keeling had the step back three, turned it down. Goes to Palmer in the corner. Up top, Wenzel. He'll go for three. That one's off the glass. No good. The rebound to Rottenbach. Coming down with the ball is A.J. A.J.'s going to dribble it into forecourt himself. Gunther gives Chase stride for stride. Feeds it underneath. In traffic. Lay-in. Blocked away. Trying to go up with it was Waring. And then a held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Auburn. Credit Brian Palmer with good defense there for the Auburn Bulldogs. Down to 3:38 to go in this one. 54-38, Auburn in command here at Auburn at home. Final regular season game for both of these teams before they move into sub-districts beginning next Tuesday night. Blake Swanson with the ball for the Bulldogs. Blake feeds it underneath. They hook it around to the left side. Creighton Keeling, open look three, got it. Nice looking shot by Creighton Keeling. He's in double figures and has 10 points. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the ball game. 57-38. Here comes Johnson County. Regan Tees with the ball. Bounce pass to the right side to A.J. A.J. looks for Jack Waring on the right elbow. Jack guarded closely by Ryan Gunther. Kicks it to the left wing now. Rottenbach in traffic. Got it knocked away. Back to the top of the key. There's a long three up by Wyatt Case. It's off the front of the rim. And the rebound taken down by Blake Swanson. Swanson throws the ball out here to Wenzel, who'll bring it up court. Under 3 minutes to go, 2:38 to play in the ballgame. Driving lay-in, Palmer. Up for the block is Wyatt Case. Palmer will be at the line to shoot two. Wyatt Case will be called for the personal on Wyatt. That's his third personal foul. At the free throw line, Brian Palmer. Palmer, 41% free throw shooter. Doing better now tonight. He's made 2 out of 4. This one is up and good. Now he's 3 out of 5 from the line. And coming into the ball game now for Auburn will be Raish, Riley Raish, 6'1 sophomore into the game. Second free throw is up and good also for Brian Palmer. So he's made 4 out of 6 tonight. He'll set out after making that one. So Raish is in the lineup now for Auburn. We'll see who else. Blake is out there. Blake Swanson. Noah Hanley's back on the floor again for the Bulldogs. Hanley checks in. JCC with the ball in the left wing. Swanson with it in traffic. Wes Swanson, floater. Couldn't get it, but he's going to be fouled. Wes Swanson will be at the line. As we told you a moment ago, he's a 73% free throw shooter. Tonight he's made 1 out of 2. That foul, by the way, was on Raish, his second. Here's a free throw up and short off the front of the rim. That one won't go for Wes Swanson. He'll get another attempt here. Sub-district action begins Tuesday night for both of these teams. Free throw on the way up. That one is good for Wes Swanson. He got it down. He's now hit 2 out of 4. Clock is down to 2:15 to go. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll come back here live and give you a rundown of the individual scoring and let you know how it went in the ballgame. 59-39, the lead is 20 right now. Auburn just running a lot of clock here. Now Wenzel with the basketball, 12 on the shot clock. He'll pull up for the step back. Three and got it! Brent Wenzel has had a night tonight from three-point range. That is his 7th three-pointer of the night. We're going to have a timeout to get some subs in. I don't think they're going to actually take the timeout. They're just going to put subs on the floor here. So we're going to keep it here live. Well, now the referee is, he's just calling it a substitute timeout. Well, now the ref is calling both teams back out here if they're not going to do it, or are we? Things a little bit discombobulated here. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, back to live action here. Johnson County Central with the basketball. Beathy with it at the top of the key. A cross court pass goes to the far left side with it. There's a long three that's put up by Hendon Cannon. That's off the mark, doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Blake Swanson. Clock shows 90 seconds to go in this one. Blake Swanson into forecourt. Rayleigh Raish with the ball. Raish gives it up top. Isaiah Moyer handling the basketball. Moyer again goes into Swanson. Swanson tries to take it. Blake Swanson for the lay-in. They're going to say a foul came on the floor before he got it to fall. And Fouls 10 and it's going to be on. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Blake Swanson inbounding it. Goes inside to Noah Hanley with the pass to Hanley into the basket. Hanley goes up with a shot, blocked away. Rebound comes right back down to Auburn. Across court to the right side. Swanson, Blake Swanson driving layup. Can't get it. He'll be fouled. And now Blake Swanson will be at the line. Wes Swanson on one side of it, Blake Swanson on the other. Wes has sat out now. His night is over. At the free throw line, Blake Swanson. Free throw is up and good. Blake's a 67% free throw shooter. He hit that one. He's got 3 points now. He'll have another shot coming here. It's up. This one is short. Hanley tips the ball away. Then it's going to be grabbed up in the corner. Hanley on the floor battling for it. Down there getting after the loose basketball. Chasing after it there for Johnson County Central. And they have to dig out the other program. We don't have a 15 listed here. And we still don't have a 15 on the varsity for Johnson County. A lot of players in the ballgame here now. Ball's tipped out of bounds on the near side. Knocked away by Braden Beathy. Beathy's going to inbound the ball. He'll play it in on the side in forecourt. 50 seconds to go. At the top of the circle with the basketball, Aiden Cannon. Cannon goes up top with it, finds Beathy. On the right side, now we've got a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Lane Jones, I believe. Lane Jones for Auburn picks up his first personal. Clock is down to 36 seconds to go here. 36 on the game clock, 35 on the shot clock. Now in for Auburn, Zach Halima, 6'5 sophomore, checking into the lineup. Johnson County's basketball. Holding at the top of the key, Diego Martinez, driving lay-in up, no. Battle for that rebound. Auburn comes down with it. Bulldogs will come down court with 20 seconds to play. 63-39 is your score. Top of the circle. Right side is Rash. Traveling is going to be called. There's another sub in for Auburn. Let's see who we got checking off. There are several players checking in here. That's Gavin Vincent getting in. Vincent, 5'11 sophomore, will check in. Down to 14 seconds. Johnson County Central's basketball on the left wing. Comes to the near side. Cooper Jones handling the ball for Johnson County Central. Braden Beathy. Beathy had it nearly dribbled away. There's a shot at the buzzer that doesn't go. And your final score tonight will be the Auburn Bulldogs 63 and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 39. 63-39, your final score. We'll take a two-minute timeout here and be back with a post-game scoring wrap after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Mobile banking makes it possible to bank where you are. The convenience of checking your account balance, transferring funds between accounts, or making a payment using your cell phone are all reasons why you should stop by the main branch of F&M Bank to get started. Our customer service representatives are available to assist you locally in Falls City. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week.
From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, this post-game scoring recap is brought to you by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. We also want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Well, your final score tonight here at Auburn, the Auburn Bulldogs defeat Johnson County Central 63-39 is our final. Let's look at the individual numbers. First, for the Thunderbirds, they were led in scoring tonight by Wes Swanson. He was the only T-Bird in double figures. He finished the game with 12 points. 8 tonight for Reagan Tease. Jack Waring finished with 7. Gabe Burnett had 6 in the ballgame. A.J. Rottenbach with 4. And Wyatt Case had 2 for their total of 39. Free throw shooting, the Thunderbirds made 5 out of 8 from the charity stripe tonight here in Auburn. For the Auburn Bulldogs, they had 3 players in double figures. Brenton Wenzel with another big night. He had 7 three-pointers in the ballgame, finished with 23 points total. Ryan Gunther, also in double figures, had 16 in the ballgame. Creighton Keeling finished with 10, 8 points for Brian Palmer, and then 3 points each for Blake Swanson and Carson Levine. That adds up to 63 for the Bulldogs. Free throw shooting for Auburn, they made 7 out of 11 from the free throw line. The score by quarters, Auburn led after one period, 14-12. They were up 33-18 at halftime. Led it by 20 points, 50-30 after three quarters, and then went on to the 63-39 win. With the loss, Johnson County Central's regular season record now drops to 14-9 on the year. With the win, the Auburn Bulldogs improved their record to 21-1 going into the sub-districts coming up next week. We'll give you a little rundown once again of some of the scores that we had for you here, if you'll bear with me for just a moment. Let's see what we've got. Looks like Fairbury over Fall City, a final tonight, 71-27. Johnson Brock was leading Mead at halftime, 33-10. Freeman was leading Sterling at halftime, 46-10. Palmyra defeated HTRS, a final tonight, 51-33. Had another score here on Pawnee City. R.J. Hickey reported in. Pawnee City got the win tonight over Southern, 57-42. So those are the finals that we have for you. We still don't have a final on the game being heard over on KTNC. The last report we had there, the Sacred Heart Irish were leading. They were up after three quarters, 42-29, a 13-point lead after three quarters. That's at Nebraska City, the Irish leading Lord Central Catholic Knights. Well, as I mentioned during the broadcast, I'm going to take a few days off for some family time. I will be back on the air with you in time for girls and boys state basketball action. This coming week, we've got the boys sub-districts and the girls district finals. Dylan Hendricks, John Nixon will have games coming up for you. We want to recap that once again. This coming Tuesday night here on Sunny, we'll have the Johnson Brock Eagles facing Exeter Milligan Friend. That'll be live from U10, a 7:30 tip-off. Dylan Hendricks will have the call here on Sunny. Also this coming Tuesday night over on KTNC, John Nixon will be with you when the Sacred Heart Irish will be hosting Pawnee City. That is a 5:30 tip-off, again, in boys sub-district action. And in girls district finals, 1 week from tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish are going to be playing somewhere. We don't know who or where yet, but that'll be coming up 1 week from tonight, and we will have live coverage of the Sacred Heart Irish girls. We're still kind of the jury's kind of out here on Johnson Brock and Johnson County because of the wild card situation. We'll know more about that by Monday and keep you updated. So, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball from here in Auburn. For Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 63, Johnson County Central 39. Good evening. morning, everyone. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to msesports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.